What is TWS podcast episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rich. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
When ready.
I feel like the end is
staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
They ain't ready. Check. Oh, yeah, we got waves. Hi, right, welcome back to another episode of What Is TWS Podcast. Man, yo, I guess we've been saying episode whatever for a minute, but we all kind of like getting up there to the point 71. Where it's like, but we know it's 71. Let me stop bullshitting. let me stop pretending like we do so many of these. I've lost count. Nah, I know exactly where we at. 71, episode 71 of the What Is TWS Podcast. We're going to... We need our prayer warriors to get together and make sure our brother Rich makes it through this episode.
Man, apologies ahead of time for the cough, y'all, all day.
But as usual, I am J-Dot Flan, and across from me, trying not to cough up a lung, is Rich Nerd.
You already know.
And we are the White Pants Society.
White pants and my blue pants. I just now noticed we both wearing a white shirt and blue pants.
I'm on my fat boy shit. I came home, took off my polo, and just rocking my undershirt right now.
Had to leave mine on because I had to travel.
Yeah, I was on dad duty before we started recording. So it was just me and Elise getting it in, sitting around watching Sesame Street in my undershirt.
She don't care about the t-shirt.
Oh, man. All right, but let's pay the bills though before I start going too far. TTCharities.org. I know we in the last days of the summer of giving. People, so again, don't quote me on what it is exactly that they're giving in return for donations right now, but the last time I checked, it was tickets to the African American History Museum, the Smithsonian Museum in Washington, D.C., which I hear is an awesome experience, and those tickets are hard to get. So, you know, if you have it to give, please check out ttcharities.org, donate what you can. I'm sure there's, you know, some dollar amount that you have to hit to get the tickets. It's probably like $50 or something like that. I think I've done it before and donated $50 and they sent me a t-shirt or something like that. But some are a given. So you're not just putting your money out there. You actually going to get something back and you get the satisfaction of knowing you're donating to a great cause, great individuals that are helping our people out. So ttcharities.org, donate what you can, time, money, clothes, food, books. Repost, retweet, everything helps. Be your brother's keeper. Renascakeys.com. You know, what can I say? It's cakeys. Like, you know, like, I don't think I need to sell these. You just need to go to the website and look at the pictures, and I think you'll know you're in the right place. If you don't know what a cakey is, size and shape of a cookie, but the texture of a cake with icing. They come in a bunch of flavors. Not gonna try to name them all, but you can get cakeys. You can get I've had her macaroons. Awesome.
Pies are good.
Does elaborately decorated cakes. They're all beautiful. You know, wedding cakes.
Everything homemade. Birthday cakes too.
Yeah, everything homemade. And she comes and delivers it to you personally. Like, I done caught her on a Saturday. That's what happened at the other week. Like, they made cakeys and she had extras. And she still boxed them up professionally, and in the middle of her deliveries, stopped by and gave us some cakeys. So that was dope. So RinasCakeys.com, RinasCakeys.com. And then last but not least, oh, bro, we was just talking to him on Facebook earlier today. But my man Alex from CelebrityHairCorp.com, get all ISO, dude, we figure it out. Is it natural hair extensions or human hair extensions?
Human hair extensions.
Get all your human hair extension needs taken care of with the added benefit of free shipping and no tax. CelebrityHairCorp.com. Let them make you look like the star that you are. Bills paid. All right. So we're going to skip our usual rant segment. Okay. Hold on. All right, a little hiccup, but what was that? Yeah, you edit all this out, Rich. Mm-hmm. All right, new segment though. Instead of our usual rants, I think we're gonna do, because I give Rich a lot of shit sometimes. I think we're gonna even the playing field. We're gonna come up with a topic. We're gonna randomly pick sides, and we just gonna debate it out. It's not gonna be me just poking at Rich Paul's for no good reason.
And this one that we picked today, it's a good one because it's like a double debate.
Yeah. I think both sides, I could take either side and we could run with this. All right. So I read it today that the dude that so I had this is my first time hearing about the story.
Yeah, I hadn't heard about it.
I didn't know that like Draymond had done whatever. Like, he apparently assaulted some dude on Michigan State. Was it on campus? It was at least in East Lansing.
It was in East Lansing, but it wasn't on campus. It was outside on the street.
All right. So it was wherever, you know, he allegedly assaulted this dude. I guess it's not allegedly. Is he saying? I think he said he did it. He wanted to apologize or whatever. But dude is now suing him. And I guess as a part of the lawsuit, he said something to the effect of he cried the next morning after it happened. And he can still feel... Draymond's hand.
I think he's still crying.
On his jaw. That he's like, he's really fucked up. So apparently it looked like Draymond open hand smacked the dude. And this dude then cried the next morning and can still feel Draymond's hand on his jaw. So we're gonna debate who's the most wrong in this situation. Is it all right to say that you cried after a man open hand smacked you? A year later?
Like a year later. You're waking up in your bed so traumatized that you're crying because you can remember the feeling of this man's hand on your jaw. Like,
or
what?
Is Draymond crossing way too many lines from wearing capris with tuxes to now like open hand smacking dudes? Like, who's in the wrong? Who's the most wrong in this situation? So what side do you wanna argue against crying dude, or you wanna? Or is Draymond the wrong one here? Where we going?
You know what? I'm gonna take Draymond's side.
You gonna take Draymond?
I'm gonna take Draymond's side.
So you defending Draymond?
I'm gonna defend Draymond.
You gonna defend? All right. I'm gonna roast Draymond. He can get the business on this one, Pause. So all right, this is a new segment, people. So bear with us.
So as a Draymond supporter,
okay,
I feel that Draymond looked out on that football field, went to East Lansing. You know, saw the team practicing, caught a game, saw what was going on, saw that guy on the field. He was like, you know what? That dude right there, he ain't got no heart. Feel like he ain't got no heart. No, he ain't got no heart. Look at him giving up them easy passes. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give me a drink when this game is over. I'm going to talk to that man. I try to talk to him. You know, try to give him some constructive criticism. He interrupted him. Draymond popped him real quick. You're like, hey, I'm talking. Leave me alone. You know, he just popped him real quick. No, you gotta get these young people some respect sometime. No, you had to put some respect on his name. He ain't want to do it. And he smacked some respect in him. And the cops came. The cops broke it up. The cops didn't think it was assault. You know, they slapped him with a fine for being loud and drinking or whatever, but that was it.
Complaining or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, that was it. He got let go. This dude is a fraud. A year later, you complaining that you feel my hand on your cheek? Come on. No. No.
All right, so... I'm gonna try to defend dude a little bit, and there's not much I can say to defend him. I just gotta like try to trash Draymond. So basically, here's another foul on a long list of fouls Draymond has committed against like black masculinity. Like, one, he's way too known for hitting niggas in the balls. Like, and that's just,
first of all, he wouldn't hit LeBron in the balls if LeBron didn't present them
be hit. If LeBron's balls was the first balls he had touched, we could go with that. But LeBron was like 6, 7, 8, 9 down the list of balls he had groped, maybe just that playoff run. I don't know. But I think, you know, growing up that like if you're going to scrap, nut shots is not... That's off the... You don't do that. Unless like, you know, life is in danger or something. But like if it's a fight, if you're going to shoot the fair one, you're not hitting niggas in the ball.
Yeah.
Like, you're not. Well,
maybe Michael Jackson wasn't that only kid who didn't get to experience shit. I don't know.
Yeah, so that's one party foul on Draymond. He has an obsession with balls. Then I see the dude at the ESPYs or the NBA Awards or whatever. And I see him sitting down. I'm looking. He got the little turquoise, like, it's black with the turquoise accent tux. Mm-hmm. I didn't know it was Yves Saint Laurent because I don't know fashion like that. But I still,
you said it. You said it right.
I was looking at the. I listen to too many rappers not to know how to pronounce Yves Saint Laurent. But I was looking at him sitting down. I was like, oh, that's a fly tux. Like, I'm feeling that. So I like the little, you know, the little Tiffany blue or the turquoise style. You know,
see, you even know what Tiffany blue is.
I buy too much jewelry, but anyway, I have when my wife has a nickel allergy. That's one of the few places I can shop. But and then he stood up to get the award, and this nigga had on capris with no socks, and I can't stand for it. I can't go with it. I can't.
All right. So, what part bothered you more? Was it the shorts or the Del Toro skull slip-ons?
Both, because they weren't shorts. They was capris. Them joints was they was form-fitting. They was tight. Like, they weren't like shorts with like leg holes. Like, you had to, you know what I'm saying? He had to have some work done. Like, he had to have somebody help him get into those jobs. I don't see.
It was a very bespoke suit.
I don't know. I don't even know what bespoke means. But I don't see Draymond getting in it on his own. But to speak on the shoes, you do realize that you can buy those shoes, you can purchase. The suit was not available. That was like made for him or whatever. But the shoes you can purchase. And guess what, Rich? You can purchase them in men's and women's sizes. I was like, message. That's all I'm saying, though. That's all I'm saying. You can purchase. I don't own no shoes that you can also buy, you know, the exact same shoe in women's sizes. Like, these are not like J's and that. Like, they may. You know,
I mean, but, J's come in women's sizes.
But they different shoes. Like, these are some slippers. I don't wear no dress shoes.
I'm wearing Kohans right now, and they're a size 9 in men's.
Same shoe.
10.5 in women's.
We come from a different.
There's a 43 in Europe.
You know, like, you say pop, I say soda. You know what I mean?
They're 43 in Europe. They're 8 in the UK.
I can't. If I'm going to put on a suit, if I'm going to put on a tux, I guarantee you the shoes I'm wearing. A woman cannot buy those shoes.
So what you're saying is, all right, are you saying that the shoe comes in women's sizes, or are you saying that he had a unisex shoe?
He had a unisex
shoe. That's different, because all shoes come in men's and women's sizes. No. Now, if he had a shoe where it's like you go to the store and he's like, I want these shoes, I'm going to need a 9 for me and a 6 for my wife. Yeah. And then y'all walk out like that.
That's where we are.
That's different.
That's where we are. That's my understanding when I read the article, is that basically you could go in there with your girl and be like,
I mean, Del Toro's a nice brand. But I don't got them. But I'm just saying.
It's not my
lifestyle. I gotta defend Draymond.
You know what I'm saying? I don't hit niggas in the nuts. I don't wear capris at all, especially not with a tux. And I don't wear shoes that I could buy my girl the exact same pair. And then when you add all these things up, to the fact that he open hand smacking dudes. Like, if you get disrespect, if you punched them, I could have dealt with it. Mm-hmm. If, you know, if you did anything other than open, unless you a pimp, you don't need to open hand smack nobody. Like, your hand, when you go to strike another man, your fist should be clenched. I don't believe in open hand smacking dude. Like, that, first of
that's
all,
disrespectful.
It's disrespectful.
That's disrespectful. He it's meant disrespectful. To be like, what are you?
The only time I've been open hand smacked is by a woman. That's the only time I ever been open hand smacked. It's probably by my wife or, you know, we're not even gonna get into that. But I never been open hand smacked by another dude, and I've never had a dude anger me to the point. Like, what middle ground of anger is that? Like, I'm not gonna hit you. I'm going to slap you. I'm gonna slap. Have you seen that that South Park episode where I'm gonna slap you? So I'm gonna. I'm gonna give you the slapping of a light. Nah. And when you add all these events up together, it don't look good for Draymond.
The bottom line is, excuse me, talent trumps morals. This man got 2 NBA championships in 3 years. Uh-huh. He's probably about to get something multi-million dollar contract. It don't matter what bitch made dude he smacked in the street, who on the basketball court he's smacking in the nuts, he's still Draymond Green.
Yeah, he's still Draymond. And I didn't even get, you know what, I ain't gonna go there. I ain't gonna talk about the Snapchat that he accidentally put out there.
The accidental penis picture or
something. Yeah, accidental dick pic on Snapchat. Like, I'm not even gonna go there with that.
The bottom line is,
this dude got too many files. He's fouled out at this point. He's fouled out of life. Like, we shouldn't.
But at the same time, ever again. The dude that got smacked, he is a college football player. He is a black man. He is living in a part of Michigan where shit is real. And he got in the motherfucking paper and said, a year later,
I cry
when I wake up at night.
Because it hurt.
When I recollect
it has the to events hurt of more.
That situation.
It has to hurt more.
I can still feel his hand on my jaw.
Because it has to hurt more when you got open hand slapped by a dude with that resume.
Let me ask you a question.
You know what I mean?
Draymond is bigger than a motherfucker.
True.
Average dude might not fight him back in the street.
True. This might, is a football player.
Yeah. They might, that's what I'm saying. Average dude might not fight him back.
Right.
This is a motherfucking football. He ain't got that much height and size and weight on this dude. This dude is a big motherfucker.
Right.
Pause. And he didn't fight back. That's number one. Number two, you know you didn't fight back. You guys are fairly equally yoked. Do you now get smacked and take that L and let it die down to your boys and your peeps and let it go? Or do you go into the newspaper and remind your people that you got open hand slapped
and you cry
and that you're traumatized a year later because you still feel this man's hand in your jaw?
Same. Imagine the situation. Imagine you got open hand smacked by this dude in public. You know, people knew about it.
It never happened.
And you home. It never happened. Goes by. You get over it. You're done with it. Like, I got open hand smacked.
And I'm not over it. I'm not talking about it. But that's not something you're going to tell everybody.
But then you turn on the motherfucking TV, and the dude that open hand smacked you is accepting an award and some capris. You don't think that's gonna fuck with your soul a little bit? Like, you just not gonna feel like
if I get bring everything. If I back. Get open hand smacked by a dude, I'm embarrassed. I'm keeping it to myself.
You're not a whole nother new level embarrassed when that dude walks up on stage for something.
So now, a year later, if I find out that the dude that open hand smacked me regularly, aggressively attacks nuts and wears capris, of course I'm a whole new level of... Not only did I get smacked by a dude, I got smacked by that dude. That's a whole new level of bottle it the fuck up and shut up and keep going.
Nah. See, and that's where I got it. Because on this show, we all about when you need help, reach out. If you hurting, if something is wrong with when your spirit is hurt like that,
spirit wasn't physically hurt. He won a dollar.
He wants a dollar, but his spirit.
He waited till Draymond got that next ring, and he's like, now. I'm getting the bonus.
And Draymond should have to pay. This is a fine not only for open hand smacking. He did pay. Now he gonna pay.
He paid his fines.
Now he gonna pay extra for. He ain't pay for them damn capris, and he ain't pay for them the no socks with the whatever the slip ons at a damn. You know who else should pay? You know what? I ain't even gonna put it on Draymond. You win this debate. Draymond cleared all charges because I seen the dumb shit that. Kevin Durant wore to the ESPYs.
Oh, this motherfucker. Yeah.
And something is wrong on that team. Steph needs to get a prayer circle together. They need to get back in church and talk to God and figure out why they dressing like this in public. It's not appropriate. These are supposed to be formal events. These are award ceremonies. He had on some Karate Kid jacket or whatever. I don't know what Kevin Durant was wearing. And you repping the DMV. Like, he got a date. Like, oh man. Well, I can't remember where he's from. But the area that he's got a day now. They got a day, Kevin Durant day. Over in that area. And it's like you show up to the ESPYs and that, not to mention what Russell Westbrook had on, but Lord help me.
I mean, you expect it from
if that's what happens when you get money, I'm not sure I want that. I do want the money. But I'm not, you know, I don't know. Too many fouls, though. Too many fouls. You win this debate, though, but don't open smack. Don't open hand smack other dudes. Not.
Yeah.
And stay away from that. Alright, fuck it. What else we got on the agenda?
Alright,
we 20 minutes in. Rich is still alive. I hope the prayer warriors...
Barely. I'm making it. Pray for me, people. Alright, so this one... I think we touched on this one before, and we spoke about this one earlier, and I really liked what you said, so I'm probably going to quote it in here somewhere. But saw a video of a trans man giving basically some dating tips or dating advice or giving his views on dating overall. And while he was speaking, he said that if a straight man refuses to date a trans woman, a woman who was formerly a man and is now a woman, if a straight man refuses to date a trans woman, that that man is biased, discriminatory, and prejudiced, and he should be ashamed of himself. And he tried to vilify any straight men who would not date a trans woman. And I just think that that's plumb stupid. It's plumb stupid. You can't deny someone of their choice. You know, you made the choice to be transgender. Fine. That is good for you. I am not against you. I am glad that you're doing what makes you feel good. You know, that's your choice. I'm glad that you're basking in your freedom. I am not against that. Bravo. But at the same time, your freedom of choice should not have to or be allowed to encroach upon my freedom of choice. And my choice is to not date you. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And we said it earlier, and what you said, I wholly agree with. And I said I wanted to quote it. Your freedom isn't my cage. You know, your freedom shouldn't dictate now what my freedoms should be. It makes no sense. That whole stance is fucking asinine. It's fucking asinine.
No, and that's definitely the stance I took that, you know, like this whole... Man, I could really go deep into this one because I've been thinking about it a lot recently.
Pause.
But this whole idea of freedom and what you can and cannot do, I think what the piece that people keep missing is, yes, you have the freedom to do, say, and be whatever you know you want to, whatever you want to do. Like there are no limitations on what you're free to do, and I have to come to terms with that, because in a certain light, I don't think you should be able to do some of these things, but I have to accept that that's not, you know, that's me encroaching on other people's freedom. So no, you should be able to do these things. What you can't do is then tell people how they have to feel about what you do. Mm-hmm. Like if you, you know, if you want to go out and be who you are, that's why I am who I am. And I say whatever I want to say on this show. I can't say whatever I want to say and then say you can't be offended, mm-hmm. or you can't get mad, or you can't respond, or you can't respond negatively. I can't say all I can ever get back is positive feedback. I cannot do that. I don't have that. That's a freedom that I don't have. Like, you know, the amazing thing is, if people look at it, is that you do have the freedom to do whatever you want to do. But in that, inherently in that, is, you know, your greatest power and also your greatest limitation, is that you can do whatever you want. There's nothing stopping you from being whoever you want to be.
You got to realize that everybody else has that same freedom.
But everybody else has that same freedom. So if they want to be against you, they can be that. They can be against you. If they want to not like you, they cannot like you. They don't want to date you, they don't have to date you. That doesn't stop you from being you. And if you allow how somebody else feels to control you, then that's you giving up that inherent mm-hmm. freedom. That's not me. That's you. That's you.
Very true.
But it's like, the crazy thing is, like, when I say to people, like, you have the freedom to do whatever it is you want to do, instead of people looking at all of the places where that's absolutely true, instead of people looking at that as the greatest opportunity in the world, like, man, I really can just wake up tomorrow and decide this is gonna be my new life, this is what I'm gonna do from this day forward, people immediately start trying to find, well, nah, you say you can do whatever you want to do, but you can't do this.
Try to shut it down.
Like, why would you try to find
a loophole?
Loophole. Why would you not want to embrace the freedom in that? So yeah, when I saw that thing, it's like, you know, and then I think the part that really annoyed us both is that it started being compared to like about racial issues, like, you know, that's like, you know, you not liking black people or you not liking whatever, and it's, and that's taking it too far.
It doesn't make any sense, you know.
It's taking it a little too far. You know, everybody's plight is their plight. I don't think I should take my plight as a black man and try to attach it to your plight as a transgender individual. The same way I don't think you as a transgender individual should try to take your plight and try to attach it to mine. We live in two different, you know, we live in two different worlds, and our experience is different. We may encounter similar injustices or similar discrimination, but we can't always loop the other group into our beef, you know? Like, here's my problem, and all these other people feel just like me. Like, nah, homie, you don't really know that. Just represent you, be free. Enjoy your freedom. Let me enjoy mine. That's all I ask. That's all I ask.
You see, so another article popped up after I read this one, and it applies to it directly. Man went to a hotel with a woman who he was attracted to. They got a hotel room. They went to the hotel room. They shared an act of sex. You know, I believe it was oral. She went down on him. Before they went any further, she says, oh, by the way, I just want you to know, like, she comes out and says that she's trans and she used to be a man. And I'm not sure if she was full post-op or fully at the operation or however that went. The man then instantly stabs the woman, trans person, 119 times. 119 times. See, all this says to me is be forthright and open. You know, she should have given that man the option to say, yes, I want to date a trans person, or no, I don't want to date a trans person, and not trick that person into having sex with them and finding out after. You don't know the ramifications. That's not him being discriminatory. That's him deciding what he wants to do with his body. You know, what he wants to do with his time. There are people who are going to love you. There are always going to be people who are going to not like you and not and hate you. But that is their choice. Once you start taking away people's freedoms and choices, you get stabbed 119 times.
All right. So I'm gonna pull a Rich on Rich. I'm gonna go the politically correct route on this one. That is victim blaming, sir. And I will not stand. Like, there is nothing you should. There's nothing you can do to a person that justifies being stabbed 119 times. There's nothing you can do to a person that justifies being stabbed once. But being stabbed 119 times,
it was excessive. So nothing. Let me ask you a question.
All right.
Skates off, like, being for real.
Yeah.
You go out on a date.
Yeah.
You meet a woman. Everything's going great. You're in the hotel room. You just had sex. She says, by the way, I used to be Gary. Like, what do you do? Like, honestly.
So here we got it.
And it's another one of those situations where it's hard to know what exactly you would do.
Here we go. PSA, Flan PSA. Because you're asking what I would do. And here's Flan's stance on that. Is that I've never been a one-night stand kind of dude. I think I've tried to mention it several times on this podcast that we do a great job nowadays of, like, beating women in over the head with the idea of they need to be careful and more selective with who they sleep with and who they participate in sexual acts with. And I think we really need to start adding to that conversation men.
It goes on both sides. I agree with that. I'm 33 years old. I've never had a one-night stand.
So,
but it's a scenario.
This is the world we live in now. If you go to the club and you meet something in the club and you leave the club and do whatever it is you do without the backstory, without the research, without the timing, without the getting to know, you run the risk of running up on something that you didn't expect to run up on. And it's not.
And don't forget, you can't check IDs nowadays because birth certificates and the state IDs say whatever you want them to say now.
You know,
legally.
It takes some time in. You know, I think I've been lucky enough to, maybe I've never been in the situation where one night stand has been like offered to me. I don't think I ever went out pursuing it, so it never came to me. But that's my thing on that. Like, dudes, just be more careful because you can't, you don't have the option, you don't have the option of stabbing motherfuckers 119 times. You need to not end up in that situation. You can't end up in that situation and say, oh, I'm here now, so you about to catch, you know, you about to catch 119 blades to your rib. Like, you can't, you, that's not an option. That's not the way out. The way out is to not end up there in the first place. And the only way you can do that these days is to be way more selective about your activities. You got to realize you got to put in time now. You got to put in time. You got to put in research. You might need to hire a PI. I don't know what the fuck you need to do, but you need to know if it means that much to you, if it means so much that you'll stab a motherfucker 119 times, then you need to act like it means that much to you beforehand and put in the time and research so you end up in that situation. And that's me on my motherfucking soapbox. Flan said it. Deal with it. I'll take the backlash.
Who's 119?
See, and that's...
And this, they try to give him capital murder, and they pled it down to... I forgot what they call him. I forgot what he... He only got 55 years. He not getting charged
with a hate crime?
He got 55
years. This is a hate crime.
It's not a hate crime.
It's a hate crime.
How is that a hate crime?
He stabbed her 119 times because she was transgender. It's a hate crime.
Did he say, I'm stabbing you because you're transgender?
If you don't start stabbing until after you find out that the person is transgender, I'm going to say you stabbed him because you...
That wasn't a hate... It's a hate crime. He didn't stab because if he was fooled...
He wasn't fooled.
And made a fool of and taken advantage... Nah. Woman stole his seed.
Here we go. Here's how he made a fool of himself. Because had he not stabbed that woman 119 times, there's a chance none of us would know he slept with a transgender woman. He made a fool of himself because he made it a public public thing by going off and stabbing. Do you understand? Remember how we had that thing about the dude?
No, it was a hate crime because I gotta edit that out. 119 times. Out of that, 3 were slices across the neck.
Shit.
But they said the majority was in the face. Like, he was like in the face, like trying to basically like defile like this woman. Yeah. Like, yeah, like, because you did this to me. Like, yeah, he had 119 times.
Personal responsibility, people. Personal responsibility. We just talked about it, and freedom of choice. When you make a choice.
He was ex-Navy too.
When you make a choice, you gotta stand by that damn choice. But here's what I'm saying. I had a hell of a point.
Not bad.
It's gone. I don't know where it went. Fuck it though. We're gonna fight the good fight.
I'm saying though, you get tired throwing a baseball.
Bam.
Or a football maybe 6 times.
I remember what it was now.
What was it?
Sorry. So you remember when we talked about the dude that got mad about the 2 gay dudes kissing in his mother's living room.
And he threw the hot water on
and
him.
And he boiled the water. Yeah. And like how...
That was premeditated. That's though.
So, but you... 119. I'm saying by 50. I'm talking about at 50, you can't be like, I just spazzed. Like, and you didn't come out to spaz. And you like, oh, like, shit.
Damn.
Like...
So that's what I was about to say too. Like, you first of all, you get tired throwing a football, baseball 6 times. After like the 10th stab, you wasn't like, "Fuck my arm! Oh shit! What the fuck did I do?" You know what I'm saying? And then to your point, the realization and hit you like, I don't know that in a craze, I can make it to 50.
Right.
In a craze, I might have got a good. You stupid motherfucker, I can't, but like, you probably gonna spell out the first sentence, so you probably got a good 15.
And blame that on mothers, yo. Blame that on, because if mamas didn't beat you per syllable, if you ain't catch a lick for every syllable in her speech, I blame that on mothers.
That's what I'm saying. So you figure, I can't believe you are trans, you lied to me, bitch. What's that, 10? How do you account for the other
109?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
it's a hate crime, though. But people got to start taking responsibility for themselves. Like,
I don't have any remorse. There's no good reason to take a life. Like, he should be under the jail. He should have been given like treatment, but then, like I said, I don't necessarily believe in taking lives. I don't know how I feel about the death penalty and all of that stuff, and I'm not even going to get into that right now. But the fact that He stabbed her 119 times, and he's only getting 55 years. And out of that 55 years, a part of that is going because of another charge. He's even being charged with another robbery. So I don't even know how many years of that is actually from the killing. That's sad. That's deplorable.
This is not the way that should have gone.
And that woman has a family that has to.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I don't.
Exactly. And so, yeah, I can't put it on her for not disclosing earlier. Like, people, if you don't want to end up having had sex with a transgender individual, then you need to take that into consideration before you have sex. Like, you know, transgender people exist. They're out there. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I don't know X-Files and shit. Like, you know, I'm not gonna put that responsibility on her to have protected herself by being, you know, open and honest about whatever her situation was. I honestly thought it was worse than what you described. I thought maybe it was after like the full on act that he found out.
It said the articles I read, like four of them, it said they performed an act of sex, like she went down on him and they were progressing to the next level when she's like, wait, babe, there's something I want to tell you.
All right.
So that's not the point you tell somebody.
But to bring it home full circle, this is what I do. So what he could have done is just went home, cried about it, filed a lawsuit to say he could still feel her lips on
I was just about to say, what happens when a year later he still feels her lips on his dick?
Hey. And then you could, that's what could have happened. 119 stabs to the face.
That's it.
Unacceptable. Unacceptable. File a lawsuit, people. File a lawsuit. I mean, if that's how you feel, I'm saying be more careful. If it means that much to you, if it means 119 stabs to the face, if you end up in a situation like that, then do everything within your power to not end up in a situation like that. Don't wait till you get in that situation and then stab somebody 119 times in the face.
Try to stab your way out.
Hey, that's I can't get behind that.
What was crazy though is he walked out the hotel room. Like they caught him on camera. They went in the hotel room together, did what they did, found out, stabbed 119 times. 23 minutes after walking into the room, he just was like, "All right, get this shit," and he just walks out. Like, how do you just walk away from stabbing? I've seen, granted, nobody wants to go to jail. Of course, you're not going to, like, just try to be like, oh, my God. But if you're that traumatized and you just stab somebody, I could imagine stabbing someone 119 times, that room had to be red. Blood splatter, no joke. That room had to be red. Yeah. You stab somebody 119 times, you're coherent enough to get the fuck up, grab your shit, and just walk out like,
Yeah, someone's clearly wrong with this dude. Someone's clearly wrong with this dude. But hey, I just urge everybody, you know, like own who you are. Whoever you are, own it. You know, be you. Be 100% you. Understand that being you means that you're going to face opposition. And that's for everybody. Like, there's nothing you can be right now. Like, even white dudes gotta face opposition, you know, from y'all. Like, there's no rung on the ladder that you can stand on where there's not somebody throwing a rock at you. Like, whatever you do, somebody not gonna like it. And so you just gotta own it and just understand that that comes with a certain level of whatever. But just own it. And own your decisions, own your actions. Like, we gotta get back to, like, personal responsibility. We gotta get back to self-esteem being how you feel about you, not about how the world feels about you and how that affects how you feel about you. Like, we've got to start teaching our children and people to respect and love themselves first, you know. And if you, I'm saying, if you can be unapologetically you, and that is the entire point of this podcast, like, to be, we say in the tagline, to be unapologetically assholes, but it's more to just be unapologetically us.
Yeah, to speak your truth.
To speak my truth. Like, to have a space where I could come and I can say all the things, because my wife would tell you, I think and say some foul shit when it's just the two of us. And she would always be like, people would never believe that you say the shit that you say. If I tried to tell somebody Jerry said this, they'd be like, no, of course not, not him. But here's now my arena where I get to be me unapologetically. Mm-hmm. But I got to know that that's going to come. You know, it's not going to come with all positivity. I'm not going to get, you know, everybody that I've ever met and know to say, oh, yeah, I love the fact that you speak in your mind now. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, we talk all the time about how we got, you know, so many Facebook friends or, you know, Twitter followers or whatever, and they don't translate into plays. Like, you know, not everybody is just going to rock with you with everything that you do. Mm-hmm. And if that's going to stop you, if that's going to change you, it's going to be a hard run for you. So, like, figure out who you are, own it, and then start owning the decisions you make. Start owning the reality that you live in, and don't put it on anybody else. Don't put your 119 stab wounds worth of anger in anybody else. You want to, if you got that much energy and that much emotion, put all that 119 stab wounds worth of anger into changing who you are, so you don't end up in situations like that again.
Preach.
Flan says.
Before we get out of here, I just want to reiterate your other point too. You know, people got to be more mindful of what they're doing. You know, take control. You know, stop being on willy-nilly, throwing your body all around. You know, you got to be careful who you're sharing yourself with. You know, even McDonald's checks references. You know, one night stand. Woo. I mean, you setting yourself up.
That a t-shirt. Even McDonald's checks references.
So,
hey, man. No diss to everybody that work at McDonald's.
I'm just saying.
Hey.
But with that,
I get my nugget meals on the regular.
We gonna go get out of here while I'm still breathing.
All right, man. Yeah. Thank you, prayer warriors, for keeping Richard coherent through this entire episode. I still ain't worked out this outro, but I kind of like the last one. Like, it's a lot of darkness out there. Fuck it, be the light.
Be the light.
All right, peace.
Peace.